Andy in Kansas, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello, Alex. I'm a first-time caller. I'm a huge fan. I love your work.
I love you.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Knowledge Fight. I'm Dan.
I'm Jordan.
We're a couple dudes who like to sit around, drink novelty beverages, and talk about Alex Jones.
Indeed we are, Dan. Dan?
Yes, sir.
What's your favorite pepper?
My favorite pepper is, I mean, right now, habanero is strong in the pepper camp. I also have a Thai pepper plant that I gathered the other day.
You gathered?
Eh.
Like,
I bought it from a guy.
Okay, that's very different from gathering.
I don't know why I didn't want to say bought.
I halfway thought you were wandering around Chicago, and you're like, "Holy shit!"
It's
a Thai pepper plant.
I got me a Thai pepper plant. I'm terrible with plants, though, so I'm probably gonna kill it before I'm able to eat the peppers.
Most likely,
I would probably enjoy some of the slightly hotter than habanero peppers, but I haven't had any.
You don't want to go too far.
No, I would like to, but I haven't had them. True. You can't just get a ghost pepper or like a scorpion at the grocery store.
You gotta
special
get a
order those. No, you need to order them from the places that make them, or there needs to be a specialty shop. And as
you
best
need a
I
concealed
can tell,
pepper license.
As best I can tell, there isn't one in Chicago. Like, I don't think that there's a good pepper or good hot sauce store. Like, when we were in Austin, there was that Tears of Joy.
Yeah.
That was great. It had an amazing selection.
It had everything.
But there's nothing like that here, as best I can tell. But if there is, I would love someone to tell me. So for now, it's a habanero. It's great. It's fruity. It's spicy, but not spicy enough. But
wonderful.
Why do you ask?
I ask because this show is going to be spicy, and this show has you knowing a lot about Alex Jones,
much like I know a lot about peppers,
and me only knowing what you tell me about Alex Jones
and peppers.
Because I am not good with peppers.
No, but you did enjoy that that sauce that I brought over on
you
the 4th of July.
Surprisingly.
Yeah, you went back to the well for it.
I did.
I brought over a ghost pepper sauce that is much too hot for a lot of people. And you put it straight up on your hot dog.
Absolutely. It was crazy.
Handle your business.
It was crazy.
So speaking of crazy, I'd like to give a crazy shout out.
Not your best transition.
Not the best.
Not your best one.
But this guy is the best.
There we go. That was a way better transition.
Thank you. He's a donor who was existing as a donor and bumped it up, took it up to the next level. So I'd like to say thank you so much. Kyle, you are now a technocrat.
I'm a policy wonk.
4 stars. Go home to your mother and tell her you're brilliant.
Someone sodomite sent me a bucket of poop.
Daddy Shark. Bom, 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 bom. Jar Jar Binks has a Caribbean black accent.
He's a loser little titty baby.
I don't want to hate black people. I renounce Jesus Christ.
Thank you so much, Kyle. We appreciate
it
very much.
Thank you so much, Kyle.
If you would like to support the show, you can do so by going to our website, knowledgefight.com, clicking the support the show button. We appreciate
Please
it.
Please do.
Now, I need to call myself out about something. First of all, this is the second time we've tried to record the show, and I'll get into that here in a second. But that's why this is going to – it's going to feel really bad me saying this over again while Jordan stares at me because he's already heard me say this.
Staring.
I'm terrible at internet.
Great.
I'm bad at it.
Full stop.
I'm good at doing this show, but that's about it in terms of the show.
Yep.
And there's so many other aspects to it that I end up fucking up. I fuck up, and I'm trying to do better, which is my way of saying that I am sorry to people who have written emails and I've not gotten back to them or have gotten back to them late. I recognize that there are some people who I've just lost their emails and I have not remembered to get a hold of you. And if you send another email and chastise me for it, I will own up to that and I will write you back.
And frankly, it will be a far better way for Dan to engage with you. If you shit talk us first and then say nice stuff, we'll be great at it.
As long as it's convivial shit talking.
Yeah, we're fucked.
If it's actual shit talking, then
I'm very scared. He's going to bail.
I'm very terrified.
He's worried that you're going to come to his house.
Then the show is over. I cancel this podcast. And I'm like, no, oh my God, someone said something negative.
Right.
That's also one of the remarkable things, I think. After almost like, year and 7 months of doing this show, like the very limited negative things that we've heard.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
But, no one, I want to be clear, no one is like making me feel this way. No one has been like, hey, you're a dick. You need to write back to people or anything like that. This is just my insecurities and my recognition that I know I've dropped the ball. Mm-hmm. I want to do better and I'm going to do better in the future because you all are listeners. You deserve it. And you mean a lot to us. And
absolutely.
I apologize that my own psychological impediments get in the way of, keeping up with that end of this, because when we started this, I had the same perception that I had of other podcasts I've done in the past, which is almost no one will listen.
Right.
There will be a few people who reach out to me, but it won't be that many. And not to say that we're flooded with emails or anything like that, but it's more people sending messages than I've ever experienced.
Right.
And they're messages of substance. So it's not something where I can just sit there and be like, haha, good one.
Yeah.
And then respond.
Yeah.
You know, so it's growing pains. And I know that I should have done this before this point.
Right.
Considering we're this far into the show, but I'm going to try and do better. And thank you for putting up with us.
Yeah. We didn't have the infrastructure in place.
Nope.
We never thought that more than 15 or so people would ever actually listen to this show.
Yeah. We thought this would just be an extension of us drinking at a bar and yelling at each other.
We just wanted to hang out. We didn't hang out regularly.
We didn't realize that aspect. And then we also didn't realize the aspect of like, or at least I didn't. I don't know what your feelings were entirely, but like, I didn't realize that we would hit as much as we did. Like, not in terms of being a hit, but like, actual things.
Yeah, definitely not in terms of
being. But like, we found actually interesting things that I didn't expect to find.
I thought we were just gonna talk about a crazy person.
Yeah.
What happened?
I kinda thought we would, I was always hoping we'd find information and truths. But I didn't expect that, the show would be anything more than entertainment for the most part. And then we go along, we're like, oh my God, this means that. Oh, what the fuck?
Yeah, it turns
it's
out that we
very
have,
weird.
We have unraveled a level of circumstantial evidence that we would never have considered existed, let alone that we would be the ones to find it.
We would call ourselves crazy for assuming that
of
at
course,
the beginning.
Yeah, if we'd thought that at the beginning, everybody would have been like, ah, fuck off.
Right.
So, which also I'm going to call myself out. If you have not received a button.
Sure. This is a part of my part too also.
Yeah. I am very good at sending those buttons. I am not good at making sure those buttons get to where they need to go.
And some of that's the USPS, man.
No,
some
it's
of it's
not.
On the state.
It's that I am bad at this.
Well,
and I need to invest in like some sort of envelope.
A stamp machine.
Something.
One of those that other podcasts have ads for.
Yeah. One of those
.coms.
Nah, don't say their name. This isn't buzz marketing.
No free rides.
We're not getting paid for that shit.
No. But you,
if you are at stamps.com, though, please send us a line.
If you have reached out about getting a button and you have not gotten it, whether or not that's the Postal Service or all our fault, please get in touch with us at knowledgefight@gmail.com.
Yeah.
We're going to make everything right. We're going to do better.
Yeah. We're going to work on it.
I don't know why I feel so bad about this week,
it's
but man,
so
I feel
much,
bad about it.
Dude, I'm with you.
I don't know. I just, you know.
In general, insecurity only compounds when people pay attention.
Somewhat, yes.
Yeah.
So Jordan, today, I, on the first attempt at doing this episode, I already explained to you what my process has been in terms of like,
yeah.
I got sidetracked on a bunch of weird, sort of dead ends in terms of, Alex Jones investigation. I have some stuff from 2009 that we're going to get to. And I ran out of time today in terms of presenting an episode. And so I forced it and I made a bunch of bad clips about Tucker Carlson.
Yeah. We pretty much nailed that episode in like 30 minutes. But then we continued going and we were both like,
I think we nailed it in five.
Yeah, probably.
The whole crux of it is, in 2012, Tucker Carlson was very clear that he hated Alex Jones. And then he was on Alex's show in 2014. And now in present day, Alex Jones says, this.
100% pure veritas. It's a hole in one. I've never done anything like that. Tucker Carlson's the king now.
So, you know, you have this transformation over time and it follows the path of Tucker's career and the fact that in 2012, Obama had not won re-election yet. And in 2014, he was president and they had two more years to deal with it. They're like, might as well make peace.
Might as well start being white nationalists.
But as we went through the episode, it became clear that like all the stuff he's saying really isn't all that interesting. It's just us being able to be like, haha, look, hypocrite. Wait.
All of the stuff that Trump is, they said about Obama
exactly.
as being a negative. And now that Trump is doing it, they're like, this is a great greatest. Mm-hmm. Like, it's the same shit that we see over and over and over again.
Yeah.
These people have no bottom.
So actually, I think this is probably the first time I've ever done this, that, yeah. In the middle of the episode, I was like, fuck this.
Yeah, I don't think we've ever done that before.
Cause I think once we redid something after like 3 minutes, like we stopped because the vibe was off.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
our
yeah.
intro sucked or something
yeah.
like that.
And then yeah,
I think once in the whole time we've done this, but I've never halfway.
Which maybe suggests our quality control level isn't that high.
I'd like to have that conversation about my shitty editing skills and all that. But I stand by my decision. I think that was, worthless as an episode. But fine as a point.
I agree in a way that is not, negative towards you.
Sure. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
So I've gotten a couple messages from people in the past, that liked something that we did on our, I would say, fourth episode, maybe way in the past. And we were saying we were going to keep doing it, and we never did it again.
No, of course not.
Because we accidentally. So what it is InfoWars Roulette.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
So this game is, I don't know what we're going to listen to. You don't know what we're going to listen to.
I definitely don't know what we're going to listen to. You're the one who Googled it. I don't even know the title of it.
We're going
to
choose a random video from the Alex Jones channel, listen to it. See what we feel about it. See if it sparks anything, like as if this was a goddamn ass cat. And this clip is doing the monologue.
We're gonna do 5 minutes of improv based on their shitty stand-up.
Yeah. Essentially, that's what it is. I think the reason we never did it again is because the first time we ended up accidentally getting a David Knight clip.
Oh yeah, that's
so boring.
Why.
Like,
that's
oh,
why.
Damn,
yeah,
sucks.
Yeah.
But for all of you who have ever wanted us to do InfoWars Roulette again.
Thus
congratulations, we are doing it. The only thing I see here, the reason that I was scanning through and this caught my eyes is because it says socialist in the title, and I know that probably means Alex is going to scream a bunch because he hates them socialists.
What's the title of it?
Well, I don't have the whole title here because it cuts off. I'm playing this from my phone, but it says socialist beauty queen, and there's a picture of Alexandria.
Oh, no, yeah. Okay, let's do it.
So here we go. This is probably going to be very offensive and probably going to make Jordan very mad. Let's enjoy.
Rah, rah,
it says
rah.
The silent majority has a voice.
Rah, rah, rah.
So they have a new graphic that plays at the front, just to give a little context.
Okay.
And the full title, now that I've expanded the video, is Socialist Beauty Queen Channels Miss South Carolina, which, if you recall, Miss South Carolina
That was what I thought it was going to be about before you said it was about Alexandria. Mm-hmm. I was like, I remember there being some pageant like Miss America where finally some woman was like, hey, fuck the patriarchy.
No. Miss South Carolina was the one who stammered on stage and was like, I believe education should therewithal be, like just used random words that didn't connect in a sentence.
All right.
It was one of those memes that went all over the place about like, just a pageant winner, very clear, like saying words.
Yeah.
For sure. But,
good for her.
But the thoughts didn't connect. It was clearly like a coaching of, someone to like, I don't understand what I'm talking about, but I think this is going to make me sound smart.
Yeah.
It was a thing. So Alex, I can tell already, regardless of who the anchor is here, they're going to try and connect her, with,
Alexandria
Cortez.
Oh.
Now there's a new face to socialism.
Damn it!
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
It's David Knight again! Damn it!
God, he is boring. He just said her name in the most boring way. He just said her name boringly. Next clip.
They aren't clips. This is just the full thing.
I don't care. Next one.
All right.
Just the very next one.
Or Ocasio Communista.
No. I mean next video.
I guess Communista.
We're not doing this.
This is the roulette game.
The new face of socialism. As I said and reported on Infowars.com. She's called for occupation of airports, of ICE offices, of the border. We have to occupy all of it, she said. We need to occupy every airport, every border. We need to occupy every ICE office until those kids are back with their parents.
God damn it, you're making her point!
What she
doesn't
really
sound all that crazy.
To occupy America with foreign citizens.
She wait, really wait, there we go.
Open border. They won't say it. They'll endanger children.
You know what? A lot of
What?
It's a weird rationale there, but also a lot of folks on the left do say we don't want borders.
I think I've literally called for that in the past.
I think a lot of people are now much more comfortable saying it.
Yeah.
And being clear about that, like, no, the idea of a border is a militarized zone that implies violence.
Yeah, explain to me why we have borders again. Take your time. I imagine that it was smart to have borders when the American military was invading Mexico. It was really a good idea for them to make sure that there was a clear border so we didn't, like, we took Texas and they were like, okay, get out of here. And now we all regret that decision. We would prefer to give Texas back, just because that would be hilarious for all the Texan citizens to suddenly be Mexicans. Oh, that would be the best thing. Oh my God, can we do that?
Then Alex Jones would be Mexican propaganda.
Oh, God, that would be great!
Do you think he'd turn nationalist for them?
I hope so!
I mean, he'd have to.
That would be the best thing
By
ever.
Definition, he'd have to. Or he'd have to repatriate to Louisiana.
Vote Jordan in 20... what would it be?
18?
When would
you
I...
got a lot of work to do
quick.
No,
because I have to be 35 to become president.
Oh, yeah. 20,
so I'm 31 24? Now. So 2024.
Yeah.
Vote Jordan in 2024. My only platform is we're going to give Texas back to Mexico.
You're like the Bob Dylan of Texas being part of Mexico. You know,
exactly.
His great quote about, like, people say that I own the 60s. I don't want them. You want them? You would just be like, people say we own Texas. I don't want it.
No.
You want it?
They can have it.
Mexico?
Yeah. Come on, Mexico.
Have at.
Yeah.
It's a buffet.
Why wouldn't we give it back to them?
Like,
we stole it.
Yeah.
Hey, remember the Alamo as a colonialist bullshit line. Okay.
That'd be really funny, too, for the legacy that Alex Jones tries to tell about Colonel Travis.
Oh.
If, you know, it was all just back to Mexico.
So good. Let's give it back.
Back to David Knight.
In order to get what they want, they won't tell them to stay home. It's a very dangerous situation across the border, regardless of whether you have ICE or not. It's a very dangerous situation. We had Border Patrol agents who have saved people who are crossing the border. They couldn't call on the Mexican government. They actually have to have the Border Patrol in America help.
Who listens to this shit? But,
she's going to continue with that. She's going to continue to endanger children just as they do at the schools. They don't want to have any security method.
Okay.
She lives
so
in
boring.
The Bronx.
This is so boring.
How is it that she could personally make the borders open?
I don't know. This
I think she's just trying to fix the Bronx first, to be honest.
This is terrifyingly boring.
This is amazing. Who listens to this?
Well, that's why it's only on, like, two stations in the country.
I
the
know.
Real news of
I
David
know,
Knight.
I know, but who, like, even the, how many viewers, how many views does this
I was just about
have?
To check that.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
9,000.
That.
Not great. Not great for your, InfoWars empire that's got hundreds of millions of listeners.
I feel like 9,000. If we bought a Facebook ad, we could probably get to 9,000. Jesus.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to switch up. I scrolled down. I don't want to listen to any more of that because it's
InfoWars roulette is going to be just like the start of a shit ton of clips.
Maybe. Until we find that's not David Knight.
Yeah. God,
I hope
David
Knight
is boring. I think it's the pauses. Like, Alex has a manic energy about him where he pauses and you're like, whoa, I didn't even know that this was going to happen. That signifies something real.
I've scrolled through and I'll give you two options.
Okay.
One is a complete mystery. I don't know who's hosting it, but the title of it is, why is Robert Mueller, targeting Roger Stone? Which we know the answer to.
We all know the answer to that.
So that's one. It could be anybody. Could be Schroyer. Could be Stone.
Uh-huh.
Could be Stone himself. Could be.
That'd be great.
Could be anybody.
Stone. Why is Mueller targeting me? Cause I did it.
Or one we know is Bearded Alex.
Uh-huh.
Sitting in the makeshift secondary studio, which means he's probably drunk.
Okay.
Two titles that are possible. So there's three options. One, grab bag. Why is he targeting Roger Stone?
Uh-huh.
Two, what the fuck, Congress? That's the title. Or three, this is also Alex Jones' epic reaction. I have no idea what the reaction is to.
Okay.
I can't tell unless I click on the video.
All right. I don't, that's mystery box. And if there's anything I know from watching game shows on Nick at Night when I was five, don't choose mystery box.
You don't want to choose the terrible ethical reaction?
Idea. Never choose mystery box.
But the mystery box is even further with who knows who the host is.
Yeah,
the,
but here's the thing.
Stone clip.
Alex says, or at least whomever is doing it, says it's an epic reaction, which only sets us up for disappointment.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now we know.
But we don't know what it's a reaction to.
Yeah, but we don't need to.
Not really.
It's probably some bullshit.
Yeah.
So now we've got our...
What the fuck Congress.
What the fuck Congress.
With Alex. Or mystery host, why is Mueller targeting Roger Stone?
I want Roger Stone in this because I delight in Roger Stone. Just his flair, his eventual fall into prison or running away.
You got to assume he's probably not on the clip. He's probably smart enough to steer clear of the
absolutely.
Roger Stone defending clips on Alex Jones' show.
All right, then we got to go with what the fuck, Mueller?
Congress.
Or Congress.
Alex Jones obviously is a well-known conspiracy theorist whose brand is bullying.
Alex Jones is going to hear this. He's going to say, why is CNN out to get
me? This
is
Brian
Stelter. Why are you trying to take me down?
And in the weeks after the shooting, Alex Jones's YouTube channel posted a video that was seen by 2.3 million subscribers, alleging that these were merely that these were actors and not real students who had experienced the most horrific thing anyone could possibly imagine.
What's happened with InfoWars? Because they've made a cottage industry out of this. What they do is they deny that these events have happened. Why are they still on Facebook?
You recently decided not to ban InfoWars.
I don't like this already.
That's a bad opening.
I'm going to agree with Alex.
Yeah.
I'm going to end up agreeing with him. I I'm fine with that, but I don't like being in this place.
How long is the clip?
9 minutes.
Okay. Scroll ahead to 4.5. Let's just really.
Like it's a fish song trying to find the jam.
Yeah. No context whatsoever. I don't want to know what he's talking about. I want to start in the middle and then we're just going to try and reverse engineer it.
This is from 4 minutes, 20 seconds.
Okay, nice.
Wars.com, and I was able to...
Hold on, pause it real quick. It does not matter when you would have pressed play. We would have immediately heard a plug.
Probably.
Immediately. Yeah.
That's why you're pissed. So she knows this all full well. It's a huge controversy. So she says, we took down... She redefames me, says it...
Redefames.
And then it continues. Here we go.
Alex Jones posted the video you described saying that the survivors of the Parkland massacre were crisis actors. That violated our harassment policy.
They just opened themselves up to defamation.
No.
I know she thinks she's in a congressional hearing and can do it. I don't even want to sue these people. Lady, you know who I am. You're obsessed with me. We have Project Veritas internal videos.
So she says... that violates our harassment policies.
Right.
Which is not an act of aggression at all.
Mm.
That's like getting an email that says, you have violated the terms and conditions of working on blah, or whatever.
But like from the time of the Parkland shooting, granted, we didn't want to talk about the immediate aftermath and so, because that was way too, rough. But even in the couple days after, he was still going on these tirades about like, David Hogg clearly wasn't at the school based on very, very intentionally misrepresenting the timeline and stuff like that. Like,
right.
So, I mean, the argument that he was harassing people is absolutely...
No.
It's fair game.
He violated their harassment policy.
I don't know if
which
that...
explains why he really doesn't want to sue these people. Because they're rights.
Because I'm the guy that won't sell out.
Oh, that's
I'm the guy that stands up against the psychopaths. You're all just the scared leftists that got controlled by them because you're a bunch of Stockholm Syndrome people. So you just defame me again.
Redefame.
Saying Alex Jones posted it and we took it down. No, I didn't. And you know that. Don't go back to it.
That says if you say a well-documented violent attack.
Well, back it up to the beginning of her. Back it up 20 seconds. I'm stopping too much.
Classic.
Every
classic
thing they say is correct. I did not put a video up. You will not show it. You will not show the text because you are a fraud.
Fraud!
And she knows full well who I am, and she goes, Alex Jones posted this.
And I want to make sure you don't hear it.
Thousands of articles crap on them when they had to put it back up because their lawyers told them he's got 14 million views on the video countering you on his own server. He's got his own platform. We aren't going to be able to take him down today. Stop it. He's got us.
Okay, pause.
I've got your internal people recorded.
From Project Veritas.
So if I understand correctly, their lawyers came to them not with a legal argument, but instead a, dude, he's got 14 million people. You don't want to go up against
that's
that.
That's a lot of people.
That's tons. So even the, and look, if you go by what he claims, which he usually does, billions, instead, this time he said the accurate number, which is at best 14 million people.
I'm bored of this one already. And when I said I agree with him, I should clarify that. I don't think that he should be, I think we've already gone over this a little
bit.
Yeah. I don't think he should be kicked off Facebook.
You reacted to the kicked off Facebook part.
Right. But that's clearly what they were talking about at the beginning of the clip.
It was?
And I believe that that was a lady from Facebook.
Oh, that was a lady
from
Facebook. Oh, okay.
That was my understanding of the clip.
Okay. Wait, isn't this one titled, What the Fuck Congress?
Yeah, but it turns out when you expand the clip, it says, What the Fuck Congress Trying to Get InfoWars Kicked Off Facebook. So
that's a rough one.
It's hidden in the the capabilities of my cell phone to whole. Let's go to his.
I'm actually liking this. I'm liking the roulette in like a way where we just play random ass clips. We don't have a through line at all.
No,
I'm loving it.
All right, so let's go to his epic reaction. No, I don't hate it. I do want to know
with the epic reaction.
I want to know what his epic reaction is to.
This is why you would lose on every game show.
Did you hear about the Democrats launching a civil war on July 4th?
Yes!
No? Must have missed it? InfoWars hoaxer Alex Jones claimed it was going to happen. He claimed there was going to be a new civil war on July 4th. It's just the latest example of an InfoWars hoax. A story that was totally made up and designed to deceive people.
I already covered it, but at the end of this, I'll show you a bunch of articles where USA Today says we're in a civil war. I didn't say it was
USA Today.
South, left all these tweets out of northern and southern fighting. I said they're calling it a civil war. It's an asymmetrical war. They're gearing up the intimidation, the physical attacks, overthrow the president. It's all admitted.
I know you are, but what am I?
He makes the big joke that I said it would all be over July 4th. No, I said it begins July 4th, and I've been proven right. Continue. Anyway, Brian told you Hillary had a 97% chance of winning, and the debates weren't rigged. It was all rigged. These are the people that on record, the Democrats hate America. They're trying to stop our economy.
On record.
Bill Maher says they want to kill the economy.
Ooh, Bill Maher.
Trump.
Bill Maher.
I mean, this is
he's
the
on the
enemy,
left, right?
Man. This is CNN saying that I'm a hoaxer and then misrepresenting.
I am too.
When I've got a stack of news today saying
we will also raise our hands.
Overthrow Trump and want civil war.
Let's see that stack, baby.
Back it up to start. I'm going to stop right now. Just start it over. Start the whole
classic
thing.
Classic Alex Jones.
Yeah. Before they get to anything of substance, start it over.
Stop it. Notice it says reliable sources. This is the key. I'm going to stop. He never... You know, Vegas is probably betting on interrupting him.
Wait, did he just say Vegas is betting he'll interrupt it here?
Yeah.
Holy shit, can we make that bet?
That's amazing, because I just...
What's the over-under for how long he makes it before the first pause in his clip?
Well, see, I just paused it to be like, what distracted him that time?
Yeah, immediately.
As I paused it, he'd be like, Vegas is going to bet on my distraction. Like, that's
all right.
That's good comedy.
That's
Alex,
solid.
You're doing good.
Solid.
But what he got distracted by and was like, pause it. 1 second into the clip was the name of the show, Reliable Sources with Brian Stelter.
Ah.
But he knows that's the name of the show. It's not like he's surprised by that. He's like, oh, I got a bit for this.
First time he's ever heard of it.
I got a bit.
First time he's ever heard of
it. I got a bit. It's like being on a fucking man cow. You get set up for a bit. Like, oh, reliable sources. I got something on this.
Bah, 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 bah.
I got something on this.
How about if I'm shittier on this show?
All right, let's see if he keeps talking about Vegas odds.
Let's do it.
You know where the smart money is.
Yes, you are going
to. Say something, Zimmerman?
I think we made it about 2 seconds in that time. That was
Zimmerman.
Good.
You know the big enchilada.
Oh, we've got his face behind me. That's just the eyes poking up.
Yeah, the eyes.
Who is that guy?
It's Rob Dude.
He never, listen to this. He never shows me Shang the Civil War. He doesn't show a video. He doesn't. When we talk about Brian Stelter, we show you what he said. When I say Bloomberg came out and admitted that the fake.
You say what?
Bloomberg. Nobody died in
Bloomberg.
Parkland. or Sandy Hook were fake. They had to take them down. See, I show you, and our articles show you every claim we make as a link. But notice, he doesn't show you us saying that the Civil War would kill everybody. As I said, I'm not saying it'll be a shooting war. I'm saying it's a demarcation line of them accelerating their attack, and they call it a civil war.
This is such bullshit because we're doing Jade Helm already over again. Like he's like, I didn't say that Jade Helm was going to be a takeover of states. I said that this is practice for a takeover of states.
Well,
you know, like that.
There you go.
That sort of thing. He's just always doing the same thing. It's like I stirred up the fear that is parallel to and commensurate with an actual takeover
right,
of the states.
Right, but I didn't say it.
You can't pin me on saying that this is what's going to happen.
Heavily, heavily implied. Didn't say it.
I very much said stuff about the Civil War coming, and I did tweet about it a bunch, and I made a bunch of videos.
Nobody can prove it, though.
No.
Brian Stelter didn't. What? Did he play the clip of me saying it? Did he quote any of my tweets?
I bet he did.
Yeah, he almost certainly did.
Yeah.
What kind of idiot with a show called Reliable Sources wouldn't?
But one of the things that we have to wrestle with too is that like we have unlimited time in terms of our show. People on CNN don't. So
right.
Like we can take a clip that Alex Jones says like X, Y, and Z, and we can listen to X and then talk about it for 10 minutes if we need to.
Right.
Whereas they have sponsors.
Yeah.
They have commercials they got to go to. They've got you can't do your whole show on Alex. So if they do a little segment on him, obviously they're not going to play all the clips.
Oh my God. Do we know anybody who could get us like, okay, we do have unlimited time. Remember the Megyn Kelly interview when Alex was so terrified they didn't do the thing? What if we got a hold of the raw video? Is there a way for us to do that? Can we find it? Do we know anybody? What network was that on?
Wait, I know Megyn Kelly. It was on NBC. I don't know.
It was on NBC?
I don't know anybody. I don't know anybody,
on
circles.
NBC.
But also, I think there would probably be like real serious disclosure laws in place. Like, I think that.
Wait.
I think it would probably be a crime for them to
do
that.
We know people at least who write for SNL. They're on NBC.
That's true. That's not the in we need.
No, I think that's the in. Look, what is more high profile at NBC than just some random writer for SNL walking in and being like,
sure.
Hey, can I get the raw footage of that Megyn Kelly, Alex Jones video?
Look, I know they were recording for like 6 hours. I need it all.
I need it all. Yeah. Do you got a thumb drive?
But I mean, like that.
Do they still use Betamax tapes?
That's one of those rare moments where Alex like really showed ass, and that's why it would be interesting to know exactly what.
Yeah, I want the whole
thing. The interview.
Yeah,
because the interview itself wasn't really
garbage.
Yeah,
it was absolute garbage.
Damaging.
No, she was shitty at it.
Shall we go back to this? I think we should for a minute. And
let's
then,
see what happens.
Find something else.
Yeah.
So they went. Oh my God, he's on to us. Full page ads, New York Times calling for overthrow of Trump, civil war. Rob Reiner saying we're in a civil war.
Oh, Rob Reiner.
This is the battle of the civil war. What
the
do we
leader
do?
Of
well,
the left, Rob Reiner.
It all happened one day, and our people will still believe
I prefer Carl Reiner.
Even
Meathead.
Conservatives and Uber drivers throw people out and all the rest of it.
He's a great director, though. You can't argue
any obligation to stop InfoWars in its tracks. You know, these companies say they are working hard every day to stop the spread of misinformation. And they say they want to help people find reliable sources. Here you go. One day this week, I was at a press event at YouTube all about this. And the next day, CNN's Oliver Darcy was at a Facebook event about this. So he asked a simple question. How can Facebook be serious about fighting misinformation and still let InfoWars have a page with nearly 1 million followers?
Okay, pause it.
15 Facebook pages.
Okay, that's a problem.
There you go.
You have 15 Facebook pages. Hold on.
Now you got it.
You have just made the wrong argument. When he said 15, I thought he was going to say we have 15 million followers or something like that. No,
he said we have 15 pages. See, now your argument is moot. All right. Maybe we don't want Facebook to take off the InfoWars page. Maybe we'll want Facebook to take off 14 InfoWars pages.
Maybe. I don't know, man. Like, I still think that it's I think it's the responsibility of the viewer. I still think that. Because I think it's gonna be impossible.
Yeah.
Whatever guidelines could help with this, whatever rules could help, are going to be stymied by just implementation logistics. Like, it's almost impossible.
No. The most narrow of standards is what you're saying directly parallel to Nazis. It's so simple. It's really, really simple. I feel like, again, the Constitution was so dead on, except there should have been no Nazis.
They weren't around when it was written. But also, I think that the problem with that...
I think the problem is they've always been around.
But the problem with your rule, it sounds good.
It sounds good.
But at the same time, it comes down to interpretation. There's going to be way too much, like, how do you actually enforce that sort
of
rule?
Really, really narrow.
What sounds Nazis to you might not sound like Nazis to all.
Grab a shit ton of Goebbels propaganda, remove proper nouns. If you're fitting in different proper nouns,
you're Nazis. Like the same adjectives?
Yeah, if you're
you're going to Mad Libs Goebbels?
Exactly.
You're crazy.
That is Nazis.
You're crazy.
That is Nazis.
You're nuts.
If you're Mad Living Goebbels, you're out.
Look, on principle, I agree with you. I would love if that happened.
No, but could absolutely be abused in a negative way. I get it.
But I don't even think abused. I think just the structural inability to deal with the millions of posts that happen across, apparently, InfoWars has 15 channels, or 15 pages.
Pages.
Who knows how many pages other outlets have? Like, how many pages Breitbart has? Or
keywords.
You're gonna run into trouble. It's not gonna work.
I get it.
You want it to work. It's not gonna work.
I get it. But on the other hand, your argument for people should be responsible for their own media consumption has clearly failed because people are not responsible for it and they don't do a good job at it. Human beings are shitty at it.
Sure.
Or at least most of us.
And a lot of people exploit the specific shitty parts in order to further their own causes.
Exactly.
Sure, it's a, I would say, an almost unsolvable problem unless we walk away.
Mad Libs Goebbels.
Walk away.
Mad Libs Goebbels.
And it's one of the reasons why I'm really terrible at social media, is because I sit around and I could exploit various, you know, hot topics of the day, and like,
could you?
Alex says this about this.
You think
and
so?
And maybe cheat some retweets and stuff like that. But I don't want to be, a part of that. I don't want to possibly, like, the social media is so dangerous to me and so weird that, like, I restrain myself from doing it out of fear that I might be misleading.
Yeah.
Someone somewhere. So.
Which, again, is why we're losing.
Totally.
Yeah.
But I also think we should all lose and we should all walk away. But then the issue becomes, how does anything exist without social media nowadays?
Consider this. Get rid of Texas.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Back to Mexico.
Social media. Fine from here on out.
All right.
I got two solutions. One, no Nazis. Two, Texas is yours now.
Goebbels Mad Libs.
Goebbels Mad
Social
Libs.
Social media blackout in Texas.
Blackout in Texas. Problem solved.
All right. So, I mean, I think the epic reaction was the start it over. I think that might
our best epic reaction.
That might have been what they were teasing. Whatever he ended up doing was probably just another weird, hateful screed about Brian Stelter.
Yeah.
Who cares? Let's move along. And just because I did that, I went to the one of that trio of options that I wanted to go to. Now I'm going to do you the service of, let's listen to a little bit of this about Roger Stone.
Okay.
Your dear friend.
All right, here we go.
Holy shit, it is Roger.
Yes!
It's loading slow, but...
God damn it.
It's a freeze.
This is just the beginning of an epic clash, ladies and gentlemen. But anyone who read the indictment laid out last week by Mr. Rosenstein needs to be reminded, as I was forced to remind Chris Cuomo the other night on CNN.
Where you got
an
roundly beat.
Is an unproven accusation by the government.
Fair.
It is not an undisputed fact.
I have purchased airfare already for when it comes for me.
This is thin.
This is
from the
nothing.
This is thin. I can't believe it's Roger.
This is
crazy.
Fantastic.
I can't believe
it. See, now this is why you don't buy the mystery box, Dan.
I can't believe that the title of the clip is Why Robert Mueller is Targeting Roger Stone.
And it's Roger Stone.
It's Roger Stone in a gray-white suit standing in front of a InfoWars green screen.
Love it.
This is crazy.
I'm loving it.
You can say Guccifer 2.0 is a Russian asset as many times as you want to say it. That does not make it a fact certified in a court of law.
No, but there are a lot of other things that do make it a fact.
InfoWars graphic.
Hi, this is former mayor and the greatest mayor, Mr. 9/11, Rudy Giuliani. And you're listening to Roger Stone on InfoWars.
What?
And there you
Wait, what? There's a guy impersonating Rudy Giuliani?
I think that was actually Rudy Giuliani.
That was not Rudy Giuliani.
I would believe it is, but it's probably someone impersonating.
No, it is a... That wasn't even a good Rudy Giuliani.
I feel like I gotta go back a tiny
No bit. Way.
I gotta listen to this again.
No way.
Hi, this is former mayor and the greatest mayor.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, no.
That's an impersonator.
And you're listening to Roger Stone on InfoWars.
Which, hold on.
And there you have...
Hold on, before you go any further.
Effective lawyer. Former Mayor Rudy Giuliani, who I think has done a superb job.
That's actually Rudy Giuliani.
Wait, that is not actually Rudy Giuliani.
I don't think that there's any way that Roger Stone would sit there with a straight face and say, this is one of Trump's most effective lawyers. He would laugh about it and be like, look at Rudy saying good things about
me. I'm going to go with Ratatoskr, my friend, the rat-faced god of chaos in the Norwegian pantheon.
Look.
Brings about the end times. I don't know my Norwegian religious
I 100%
study.
Bought it.
I feel like Ratatoskr exists. No idea what he does.
Okay, well, let's say he's a rat-faced chaos god.
There we go. Here's a better question to respond to that with. Why wouldn't he, though? He's Roger Stone. This is a man who fucking balls to the walls it.
Because I think that he would look like a rube if he was pretending it was actually Rudy Giuliani when it wasn't.
You would look like a rube for believing that he actually believes that it's Rudy Giuliani.
I'm so confused. I'm so confused.
And that is why Roger Stone is fucking good at what he does.
I'm so confused about this for a number of reasons. The first of which...
It does not sound like Rudy Giuliani.
It doesn't sound a lot like it, but it sounds enough like him that I'm willing to entertain it. The second thing is that, like, Alex has hated Rudy Giuliani for years because of his 9/11 stuff. Like,
yeah.
Even in the, in 2009, all the episodes that I'm listening to, they play a commercial on every episode. Multiple times for a 9/11 documentary that I believe Jason Burmis might have made or someone InfoWars adjacent. And it ends with a clip of Rudy Giuliani saying, if you're not with us, you're with the terrorists.
Yeah.
So it's the punchline of their 9/11 conspiracy commercial.
Yeah.
Their documentary commercial. So the idea that now in present day, I'm so confused.
But we haven't watched the show. Maybe he's explicated this in the past. Like, maybe this is something that
is
a joke from way back.
Because
there's no way. Maybe it's Frank Caliendo. I kind of think it's Frank Caliendo.
Alt-right Frank Caliendo.
I'm
going to
go with alt-right Frank Caliendo.
It's Gavin McGinnis trying out his impression act.
Rich Little does 1,001 voices, Dan. One of those is, I just can't believe that Rudy Giuliani recorded a voiceover where he says, I'm the former mayor, the greatest mayor of New York.
I believe that. That part is the part I believe 100%.
Fair enough.
What makes it hard to believe is that you're listening to Roger Stone on InfoWars.
That's true. Why would he do that?
It would be easy enough to get, though. You could just get that through a voice message or something like that
That's
on
true.
Your phone.
That's true.
You wouldn't. It's not like he has to come into studio and be like, all right, level's good, sibilance, you know, or anything like that. He could just do that with an iPhone.
Right.
So it would take zero effort. All it would take is Roger being that fucking like, let's juice this.
What if it was actually Roger Stone doing the voice himself? God, what if it turns out he's a good impressionist?
Now that
holy shit,
a new
okay,
crazy
Roger Stone,
Pandora's box.
Roger Stone is a brilliant impressionist. All of these voices, Roger Stone might be Alex Jones.
No, he makeup can't do that.
Okay, fair enough.
I think it's possible.
He's wearing a clump. He's Eddie Murphy in the clumps.
I would believe that he's possibly Owen Schroyer, but Alex, no, absolutely not. I don't know, man.
All right.
You've introduced some fucked up thoughts to my brain about the idea that he's doing
what if he's doing voices?
I understand that this is probably the least important part of this clip.
No, this is the most important part of this clip. Look, if there's anything that we can take from this clip, it is that Roger knows he's fucked. And he's really trying to do, cause he's not doing damage control for his real life. He's doing damage control for his InfoWars life. Like, he's going through all of this. He knows what he's saying is bullshit. He knows that when he was in that indictment, that meant, because again, that indictment was fantasy. Those people
like
are
an Aldo Nova song.
Never coming to justice. If there is justice, they're gonna stay in Russia. There's no chance of them actually facing the consequences for their actions.
Right.
The point of that indictment is to make sure everybody knows there was an American who acted as an intermediary with these 12 people.
Well, that wasn't the whole, also Lee Stranahan too came up in that.
Right,
it wasn't just about Roger Stone.
I agree.
Just because Roger Stone foolishly leaked his own messages and then they were word to word the messages that were in that indictment. I do think that is a message on some, on some level for in the indictment. But you're right. You're right. I mean, there's no way this is ever going to actually go to court unless they try them in absentia, which I don't think is going to happen.
And if they
seems like a foolish exercise.
Of course.
But at the same time, Roger's whole thing about like, they can just say whatever they want and don't prove it. They lay out a lot of facts in that indictment.
Oh boy.
There's
a lot
of very specific information that, like, if you, Roger, now, since you're a journalist, apparently, on InfoWars, now it is your job to take the information in that indictment, the addresses, the servers,
address it one by one, point by point.
The boss employee relationships that are laid out. All that, if you can find a fault in that, then you get to critique the information given.
Let's find out if he finds a fault.
Oh, I bet he does.
Oh, I bet he does.
Of getting the president off of defense and on offense and calling out the criminality of James Comey, Robert Mueller, and the other deep state spooks who operate without any constitutional oversight whatsoever, answering only
treason.
To the traitor, Rod Rosenstein. Mr. Rosenstein is the man who signed the unconstitutional FISA warrant that was used to spy on the Trump campaign.
All right. I am wondering right now if he has addressed any of the real accusations against him, right?
So far, no.
He's only said, the only thing that he's actually said
is... This is Trump in Helsinki talking about the server.
Yeah, yeah. The only thing he said is that Guccifer 2.0, you can't prove is a Russian agent, even though that's absolutely been proven, like, scientifically using science.
Well, I mean, sure, not in a court of law, but the preponderance of evidence is certainly public now.
Well, and it wasn't even a preponderance of evidence. It was actually really, really well hidden until the guy who was running the account one time didn't log into the VPN.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, now we have a direct one-to-one connection, and that's incontrovertible.
Right.
That's incontrovertible.
But what about the servers?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Clinton servers.
No, I get it, but he's you know what? This is a surprising thing for me to say. I think Roger Stone might be obfuscating.
Oh, you don't say.
That is a crime for which Mr. Rosenstein must be prosecuted. This is just the beginning.
Also, just they weren't spying on Trump. That whole thing is bogus.
Does Roger think you can counter indict people?
Yeah.
Like in a civil court, you can counter sue. And you think I'm guilty of a crime? You're guilty of a crime.
I'm putting the whole thing on trial.
Yeah.
The bullshit is he's not even indicted. Like he's.
Yeah, but he's read the writing on the wall. This, he's going to be.
No, but this still smells to me like saving face.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't seem like someone who's scared. And I think the reason, again, that I keep saying, I think he's cut a deal.
He's cut a deal.
Well, let's see if he...
Okay.
...of an epic clash, ladies and gentlemen. But anyone who read the indictment laid out last week by Mr. Rosenstein needs to be reminded, as I was forced to remind Chris Cuomo the other night on CNN, an indictment is an unproven accusation by the government. It is not an undisputed fact.
So that was.
But generally, it requires undisputed facts to bring the indictment
or
in the first place.
Sworn testimony.
Yeah.
And, we already heard that a second ago because it was from the sizzle reel. That they put before Rudy Giuliani, real or fake, dropping in.
So. Definitely fake.
You can say Guccifer 2.0 is a Russian asset as many times as you want to say it. That does not make it a fact certified in a court of law. And in fact, if that question
not
goes
sure it's
to
necessarily
trial,
a legal
the
matter.
Government is likely to lose.
I feel like that's not a denial,
Ray McGovern
though.
As a witness, the former counterintelligence IT expert.
Yes.
I'd call
do
Bill
it.
Binney.
Do it.
I'd
ooh,
call
Binney.
Oh, do it.
To prove definitively that when Rod Rosenstein says that Guccifer 2.0 is indisputably a Russian, he's full of exactly. Now, it is amazing.
Did they bleep it out or did
the
he just
mainstream
stopped himself.
Media memes,
disappointing.
The screaming memes, the Voxes, the Daily Beasts, and the other garbage media such as.
You know what? Here's what I see, and I know that you can't, because I'm playing this from my phone, you don't see the video.
Right.
This
is it just like a single close-up
it's a one shot?
Shot? It's just a one-shot on him. He's speaking directly to the camera.
He's doing a wrestling promo.
Okay.
That's all that's all this is, just right, with right. slightly more details and less, I'm going to kick your ass at the Coliseum.
Yeah.
That's kind of what this is. Yeah. So I'm going to actually move along. I don't think we're going to get much out of this.
Ugh, but he's so much. Here's the thing. David Knight sucks so hard in comparison to Roger Stone, who, what, has never hosted his own show before? Roger Stone picked this up as a side gig
a year ago. He did some radio. He did the Stone Zone.
What?
He had a show called The Stone Zone.
No. Refuse.
He did. Actually,
reject
I know,
your premise.
I know. I'm,
no.
I know.
Even if this is true, I refuse to believe it.
I know a guy.
The Stone Zone?
I know a guy who is kind of like a co-host of his show. And I want to ask him about it, but I'm worried because he was his co-host. I don't.
Yeah.
There's a comedian.
Dude, you're going to get yourself killed.
There's a comedian named Travis Irvine who came to Chicago a couple times, and I did some shows with him, and he's a really cool dude.
Yeah.
He was really fun to hang out with. He had run for like a libertarian office in the past. But
sure.
I didn't think anything Fine. Too crazy about that. And I don't think I certainly didn't suss out any, you might be friends with Roger Stone, in the times that we hung out. Like he came to town a couple times. I booked him on my show. He killed. We hung out drinking after the show. He's a really awesome guy. But then like when I was looking through Roger's, like, the shows that he's done, I'm like, Travis Irvine, what the fuck? Like, wait, Travis is on again? What the fuck? He's on Roger Stone shows a lot. I'd like to get in touch with him and ask him, but
yeah.
I think he'd be cagey.
Might be a little late for that now.
Yeah.
Especially since the indictment came down. He's probably not like, I want to give out information now.
I would like to pretend this didn't happen and go back to my really awesome Ninja Turtles bit.
Yeah.
He has a good Ninja Turtles
bit. He has a good Ninja Turtles bit?
Very funny dude.
What's it about?
I don't remember, but it was really good. And I don't want to say it on air as
off his you don't want to burn his material.
No, he's a good dude. But it's super weird. Like that sort of like, I think that's the closest I have to Alex other than like, you know, a couple of people who have contacted me with like, I know him or I've met him, but like someone who has done multiple radio shows with Roger Stone, who I have hung out drinking with and like, I have his number.
Foreknowledge. This is what you were always meant to do. Like most alt-right.
I should call Travis.
Most alt-right.
Not now, but.
And right male pundits. I guarantee, or at least this, I will posit you that Roger Stone has at least done a few open mic sets.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They're all failed comedians. They're just all shitty at comedy and they realize that the right wing doesn't understand comedy, so they try.
Whether or not Roger has done open mics, I want to say that I don't think that Travis is a failed comedian.
I don't. No.
He's
I'm
very
not talking
good
about,
at stand-up.
But that's my point.
There
I'm not talking about Travis.
There is a trend among these dudes, the Gavin McGinnises of the world.
Oh, yeah.
They are the Rubens. Like, they're all terrible stand-ups who have pivoted into something else.
They all tried it for a year, and they were like, well, we don't have any talent at stand-up, but people do listen.
I'm going to call myself out. I mean, I'm a failed stand-up who's now doing this. But
you're not a failed stand-up. You're a lapsed stand-up.
I reached the point where I felt this is about as good as I can do.
Yeah.
And then also didn't enjoy it anymore because I... I
reached that point 3 years ago, and I'm still just trying to make
you get good
money.
Club work though.
I'm trying to make enough money to.
And you're better at it than I ever was. Like I watched you out at the Zanies when I came out. You hosting at Zanies. I saw frustration in your face. I saw almost I don't.
Yes, that is way better.
I saw a touch of I don't want to do this, and there was still. You doing your job and being funny. You're being funny and keeping the show running along and all that. And I couldn't do that. I couldn't do that anymore. There's no.
Yeah.
Even in my greatest days, I don't think I could have done that.
You're not a jobber. I'm a jobber, man. I'm going to get it done.
I'm not a good host also.
I have a responsibility as a paid professional.
Well,
anyways.
I respect that.
Yeah.
And I think you do a great job. But. Let's go to this next clip.
Yeah, what do we got?
I don't know what it is.
God, I kind of love this part.
So this is a clip. I've scrolled down a little bit, and the only thing I know is that on my phone it says Proud Boy Rufio, which I get very excited about thinking about
Rufio!
Hook.
Rufio!
Thinking about
Rufio! Rufio!
Also, did you know this?
What?
The guy who played Rufio
was also the voice of what's his name in Avatar, the Last Airbender. He's the voice of Zuko. That's the same guy. Did you know that?
That wasn't the trivia I was going to go with.
Also, in Legend of Korra, he was the voice of never mind.
The trivia I was going to go with.
He was the voice of Iroh, who is the grandson of General Iroh. Let me tell you, actually, the great grandson of General Iroh, dude. You have no idea how great Avatar The Last Airbender was. Anyways,
the trivia I was going to say is that the guy who played Rufio, I did not know about his voice acting work.
Amazing.
But he was also in a Christian extreme sports movie called Extreme Days.
Did not know that. What is that movie?
It's terrible, but me and my buddies saw
it's
it in the
Christian
theaters.
Movie?
Yeah, we saw
about
it.
About Extreme Days?
No, it was about extreme sports, you know, like
in the
snowboarding and what have you. No, but it was their extreme days, but also they had an extreme love of God.
Yeah.
It was terrible. But me and my buddies, Nikki Gifts, I believe, was there. Some of my old Columbia, Missouri buddies were there. We went and saw it, and we all lost our fucking shit.
Yeah.
Because Rufio
was in it.
It was crazy. And the movie's terrible. One of our friends threw an entire large Mountain Dew at the screen. Like, we were out of control. But...
That is like if Point Break had a sudden weird Christian undertone to it.
Yeah,
What's more extreme than loving Christ?
I freaked out because they had a car that they called their Joyota. It was a Toyota, but it was so full of God's joy. And I freaked out.
I actually love that. I love that.
Well, what I freaked out about was that they panned to the back bumper and they had made it say Joyota instead of Toyota.
You can't fit that on a... All right.
It was like, yeah, all right. You guys, someone in set design did half an hour of work. I realize that now, but at the time I was like, whoa, crazy.
It actually says
Joyota.
You know what? I've never, never considered that portmanteau. I am genuinely, that says two things. One, Toyotas don't bring people happiness.
Right.
And two, I am not a very creative person at all.
I love how we've spinned off into this probably 5-minute talk about various things that the guy who played Rufio did. And
amazing.
And
if anybody's listening who has not seen Avatar The Last Airbender.
Or Extreme Days,
get on it.
I would also like to say that it's crazy that we completely skipped over the other part of it, that he's a Proud Boy.
wait, no. Rufio isn't a Proud Boy.
No, it's someone named Rufio who's a Proud Boy.
Somebody's named Rufio?
He's taken on that name, I'm sure.
So there's, okay.
That's what I'm taking from.
So we're not saying that there is a family that was born in the 90s, or born in the early 80s, watched Hook, and then decided, when we have a kid, what else can we call it but Rufio?
It's not his given name, I'm certain.
All right. Let's find out.
Proud Boy.
Let's find out.
Anyway, the Proud Boys suck. Let's see what happens here. Oh, God.
Proud Boys!
I've been hit with clubs and stuff on my hands. And so, you know, going full power, obviously, in defense is sometimes makes you vulnerable. But, you know, I did the best I could. And obviously,
that's the thing about the brain, though. Like you said, in adrenaline, everything slows down. And your body's like, no, I'll take this guy out with a half punch. You see, like, the governor kick in. He goes, and they go, it's just awesome.
So neither of these guys have ever been in a fight before.
So the full title of this is Proud Boy Rufio Pan Man Exposes Violence of Antifa. So Proud Boy. Rufio
Pan Man.
Which I assume means he hit someone with a pan. Because we know Based Stick Man hit the guy with a stick.
Right.
I assume this is just how they get their name.
Right.
You hit a guy with something and that you're Blank Man.
No, as we all know, the
Blank
Proud
Man,
Boys.
Also a great movie starring
Blank Man. That Blank Man would, Blank Man starred, Damon Wayans, not David Alan Greer.
Debatable.
David Alan Greer was a supporting actor. Why he didn't get a Best Supporting Actor nominee, I will never understand.
Whenever Dag is in something, I think he's the lead. That's what I say. So.
Do you know, hold on. Slight, endless sidebar. Have you ever seen Cheap Seats? The Sklar Brothers,
yeah.
MST3K
Not
sports
a ton
one.
Of it, but yeah, I've seen
yeah,
it.
Yeah. So they did one episode where Dag was the host of a bowling competition, and
God damn it.
Is my favorite because
he has so much energy.
Because Dag could not have been more angry to be there,
yeah.
And he hated every second of it. It was fantastic.
One of my favorite things is early Loveline days, and I would hate to revisit a lot of it. Probably,
oh yeah.
But like when I was 14 or so, listening to those episodes when David Alan Greer would come in, like it was revolutionary.
Yeah.
In terms of this person is crazy and just riffing his ass off. But like not in a desperate way.
It didn't feel desperate. Dag is somehow simultaneously underrated, and if you actually listen to him, way overrated. It's bananas. Dag is an amazing
career too.
He's an anomaly.
He's done some great stand up. He's been in some awesome movies. Blank Man.
Done it all.
He's been in that great show with Delta Burke.
Done it all.
Dag.
Underrated.
Yeah.
If you listen
and
to
Paul
his,
F. Tompkins
if
also.
You listen, yeah. If you listen to his stand up too long, overrated. It's bananas.
I feel like that might be the case for most stand ups.
Love him.
So the reason that I paused this for a second, we got off on a Dag thing there.
As you do.
We have
that's something that everybody says sooner or later.
We have a visual tableau that I'll describe here.
Okay.
After it's been this guy Pan Man and Alex Jones sitting at a table together.
Uh-huh.
And this guy is talking about these fights, and Alex is trying to relay like, "All right, you get that governor." Switches over. This is a swole 20-something-year-old dude sitting like he's like casual as fuck.
Uh-huh.
Like at a bar. Like he's got his arm on Alex's table.
I like it.
Sitting sideways.
I like it.
He's got a posture of like, I don't give a fuck. I'm the shit. I know this is what you want me to bring to your show. Let's do this.
Right.
And you have Alex looking over at him dreamily. Like almost, there's almost like an admiration of this.
A forgotten youth.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I feel like, I know that we're only in the sizzle reel here. Again, before we get to what I hope is another Rudy Giuliani drop. But,
ooh, that'd be great. This is the word vicarious can be used here.
Oh yes, and accurately.
Yeah, you know, everything happened naturally and organically there.
How did you not smack the chick that was acting like she was going to hit you? That was
what?
Gotta show it really, really slow.
Yeah, what?
Yep, there you go. Those sunglasses are still flying.
How did you? I mean, good job not smacking her, but how did you not do it? Because that's what they try to do. When I was at the inauguration, they.
Oh, no. Hold on.
I just watched that video that he played.
Uh-huh.
It was Pan Man, Rufio Pan Man, punching a dude.
And Rufio.
And then as his swing followed through, there was another woman maybe 4 feet from the person he just punched, and he doesn't punch her.
Congratulations.
I don't know how you don't also punch her.
I'm gonna go with inertia. I'm gonna go with a lot of different reasons. But first and foremost, the biggest problem here is Alex is delighted by the idea that he should have hit her.
Oh yeah.
He wants to hit a woman.
Well, she's a socialist out on the goddamn streets. She needs to be punched.
You know what?
You
gotta, how do you get rid of socialism in women? You smack them down.
Yep.
That's just history, Dan.
Alex only watched the first 3 minutes of the Smack My Bitch Up video and decided it was the best thing ever.
Correct.
Didn't get to the reveal.
Nailed it.
Kept punching me, pushing me, trying to get me to do something.
Well, I saw that it was a female, you know, and she wasn't wearing a mask, so that was instantly my thought was, okay, she's not an immediate threat.
Gentlemen.
Even if she decides to be aggressive with me.
Hold on.
She doesn't have a weapon. And then my focus became on grabbing that baton that went to the ground and confiscating that weapon.
InfoWars logo.
All right. So his basic point here is he was doing a situational analysis whilst in the middle of a punch.
Well, he was like, he was like Robert Downey Jr. In Sherlock, you know, yeah. Like time slowed
yeah,
down.
Yeah, exactly.
It was bullet time when you're out there fighting
exactly.
Antifa.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
you're
yeah,
out
yeah.
there and you're like, oh, my priority
I
is
am going to
confiscate
hit the,
baton.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Program, confiscate baton, action.
Sidekick to the knee, punch to the face,
oh,
put down.
His liver
and then
is swollen. Punch.
Grab the baton. Watch out! There's a lady!
So stupid.
Wow. I, again, here's my problem. I don't think either of them are really unhappy with the idea of punching a woman.
Should things have been slightly different, like let's say
she was wearing a mask. Then yeah, of course I'm going to punch a woman.
Right, I see.
What kind of person wouldn't punch a woman wearing a mask?
Right, she's wearing a mask.
Ah, come on, domestic abuse. How many women has Alex hit?
Well, I know that he's, you know, made a bunch have abortions that they didn't want.
Right.
I don't know if that's the equivalent of hitting, but I know it's not great.
Maybe.
I don't know.
I don't like how I said maybe right there.
Studio with us. She's a member of Gavin McGinnis's Proud Boys.
Proud Boys!
A year and a half seeing women and children beaten up by Antifa. Prayer vigils, pro-gun rallies, not even Trump supporters sometimes being attacked. So he's become well-known. If he just joined us going out and standing up for people and, you know, famously knocking a lot of these guys out.
With pants.
And I forgot you were coming to town. I invited you. There's several other films of you clocking these guys out. So maybe during the break you can tell the crew where to find those. I've seen them.
There, he just replayed the exact same video of him in slow motion punching the same guy while a woman watches. They're in an alley. It doesn't appear, it's not.
Nobody is attacking him.
It's not a fracas.
Nobody
anything.
Is attacking him.
Like, this is not, it does not appear to be a crowded melee. It's just he's punching a guy.
Here is.
I don't know the circumstances of it, so I can't comment on that, but this seems thin.
Hard whiplash. All right. First thought that we hear from the best of clip or the sizzle reel
right.
is him saying, I don't know how you didn't punch that woman, because I would have given that woman a smack.
That makes me think
next
the rest
thought,
of this video is going to be weak as hell.
Next thought, Antifa, we saw them hitting women and children.
Oh, that's an interesting, that's tough.
Yeah.
That's tough to reconcile.
No, I think it's impossible to reconcile. I would say, I would even go so far as to say that means he likes hitting women.
It's a certain amount of cognitive dissonance, only because we know that his narratives aren't true. So
right.
Like the things he's saying that Antifa is doing, Antifa in quotes is doing, isn't real. It's just a fear that justifies the behavior of people
yeah.
like Rufio,
right.
Pan Man,
and
Based Stick Man,
and again,
Proud Boys.
Just like so many gun people, he has such a fantasy about justified violence.
You're a good man with a pan.
He wants to shoot somebody or hit them with a pan, but he needs to do it in self-defense, so it's justified.
So what do you say? Do you want to hear more about Based Pan Man, or do you want to move
what?
On?
I think we're good with Pan Man.
All right.
I think we got what we wanted to hear. We got
You
the,
know what? You know what? This
We
this
got
is
the
great.
Clip of Alex hitting a, of Alex saying he wanted to hit a woman.
Should've.
And then decrying the idea of hitting women.
Yeah. I think
yeah.
that's all you're really going to get out of this clip,
yeah,
probably.
I think we're good.
Otherwise, you're just going to hear Rufio Pan Man justify
Rufio.
His own actions.
Rufio.
Jesus. All right. Spin the wheel.
Let's do it.
InfoWars graphic. The around, silent around. Majority has a voice.
Around.
Oh, no. It's David Knight again.
No! Hold on. Let's hear what he has to say. The first
Welcome
sentence
back.
He has.
I'm David Knight, and we have on the line with us Emin Bundy. We just had him on last week, and I wanted to get him on again in light of the Emin pardon.
No, fuck up.
Because
Move
we
on.
Talked about that as being something that was rumored about.
I want to know why is his intro so fucking boring?
But there are other.
Skip ahead.
Only,
no, just
only,
scroll ahead.
No, you know what's going on
what?
Right now? That is the sizzle reel. David Knight.
Oh
is
no,
so
that's
boring.
Not even the intro, is it?
David Knight is so boring that being like.
Oh.
Well, we have Emin Bundy on the phone. Sizzle reel.
God, David Knight is so boring.
But, okay, so.
Okay, skip to like 3 minutes in.
Oh, man, this would be so good, too. This title is amazing. Ammon Bundy, colon, takes callers and tells how DOJ denies justice. They're taking callers with Ammon Bundy.
Didn't his buddies just get pardoned?
It was the Hammonds.
What do you mean the DOJ denies justice? You just got a fucking pardon.
Well, I don't think that the Bundys did.
No, they didn't get a pardon.
They said and stood up and publicly, you know, stood for people like the Hammonds.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Boring.
And that's the thing that we see increasingly is that they ignore so many things in the Constitution, even the most obvious thing.
Like what?
About the fact that you have a speedy trial. They keep people in for several years. I've seen this over and over
oh,
again.
Oh, shit.
Even,
that's true.
I talked to a New Jersey weed man about his.
Hold on.
You could talk to so many people on Rikers Island. You could talk to so many people on Rikers Island.
No.
People have waited 2 years without getting a trial.
He talked to New Jersey weed man. Which, if I know Proud Boy slang,
does
that
anybody?
Means, no, that means that he's someone who assaulted someone with
weed. With
a weed.
Do any
Who's New Jersey weed man? Is it Greg Weedman?
His name's Weedman?
I don't know.
They wouldn't allow a Jew on here. Yeah. All right. All right. All right.
Let's give him like 30 more seconds.
Okay. 30 seconds.
Particular situation. They came after him. He was a marijuana activist.
Cool.
They kept him in jail without bail, saying that it was part of the New Jersey bail reform. But they didn't give you guys bail. They can hold.
Oh, cool. Let's do away with cash bail.
Yeah.
Hey, how about that?
I'm fine with that.
He's not going to make that argument.
God, they always, anytime we agree with him, they always make an argument that they don't realize they're making argument.
That veers fucking hard left.
Yeah. Yeah. They're so hard right they go to the other side.
Well, I mean, that does sort of have some, truth in that, like, horseshoe theory. I don't know if that's necessarily accurate.
Yeah.
But a lot of people do believe that the further you go right, the closer you get to the furthest end of the left.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's interesting.
I don't know if that's true, but I do know that based on the way the propaganda works, even if you are in sort of spiritual agreement with the people on the hard left when you're on the hard right, you're still going to be like, no, I'm not. You're still going to like pine towards something closer to the middle because that's where you can make your money. All right, David Knight's too boring. I thought that.
No, that was never going to happen.
No, but
the moment we heard Devin Knight.
With that title, Ammon Bundy, I got very excited.
The moment you hear David Knight's voice, everyone dies. Everyone dies. It's the worst thing in the world.
Oh, okay. All right. Here, I'm very interested to see this clip. I don't know what this is going to be about.
Okay.
I've not heard Alex talk about this,
but
this is a clip about Sacha Baron Cohen, who is now...
This is really recent, then.
Yeah, I mean, I told you, this is within the last couple days.
Oh, okay.
This whole roulette, I can't scroll through that far back on
just,
my phone.
I had no context. There's a part of me that just says if you search Alex Jones, you get the greatest hits
I'm only looking in his actual channel.
Oh,
that's
okay.
The game of InfoWars Roulette.
So you're not searching, you're just going to the channel and then sliding. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, we'd find much weirder things.
I know, right?
Yeah. No, I only want his published content, the stuff he stands behind. So, for everyone who doesn't know, in the last week or so, Sacha Baron Cohen has put out his new documentary, mockumentary, prank show, "We Are America." Who is America?
Yeah, whatever. Who cares?
The commercial for it came out, and everyone who got fucking punked by it came out in droves, being like, they tricked me into saying things I didn't mean to say.
You know what is interesting though?
The people
apparently,
like Bernie Sanders.
Apparently
who also got
Bernie
tricked?
Sanders got tricked and he was like, eh.
Well, cause he,
none of Bernie Sanders interviews wound up with him saying, yeah, we should arm toddlers, of course.
I watched that clip. I watched the clips that I could find. I don't have Showtime, so I can't watch it or anything, but like, or the full thing. I'll watch it soon as I can. I think this sort of thing is very hilarious.
Yeah.
But like, you have people like Bernie Sanders got tricked by someone who was dumb and then Bernie was very polite to him and tried to talk to him. The prank there is that he didn't leave. With people like our friend #TrashDick, shout out to
Joe Drufke. Walsh and Drufke.
People like Trent Lott. People like Alex Jones's dear friend Larry Pratt from
right.
Citizens for Guns.
Why didn't Sacha Baron Cohen and Sacha Baron Cohen
I think Alex,
interview Larry think, Nichols?
Oh,
that would have been the one.
Not on their radar.
All kinds
not
of shit.
Not on their radar.
No. That's, of course not. But, you guys don't even know.
But like, I don't even think that in the analyses that I've seen in, like, you know, some of the fun progressive media, people like Sam Cedar,
yeah.
people, you know, some of these YouTube channels that have gone over it, I don't even think they recognize the, like, how important Larry Pratt is.
Yeah.
In terms of that, his gun organization was one of the big major forces that pushed the NRA so hard right.
Yes.
Like, they were very instrumental in pushing them to be less sensible.
Absolutely.
Because in 2009, when we check in with Alex Jones, he hates the NRA.
Yeah.
Because they are too wishy-washy. And
yeah.
they're too possibly okay with gun laws.
Yeah, yeah. They haven't gone Oliver North yet.
Well, they hadn't even until very recently.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
metaphorically, they have, yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, I love all this. And I'm very excited to see what Alex Jones's take on it. I know it's going to be defensive and stupid.
Of
but
course.
Here we go.
Sacha Baron Cohen.
Good pause.
The king of fake news. Because what the hell? Act like they're comedians, but then the media.
It's not news, baby.
The Onion, king of fake news.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
What?
The title of this video is better than I could have possibly imagined.
What is it?
So when I clicked on it, all I saw was must see Sacha Baron Cohen.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Alex Jones, if it's a must see. And
right.
it's about this topic?
Sure.
Gotta see it.
Sure.
The whole title, must see Sacha Baron Cohen stalks Alex Jones.
He stalks Alex Jones?
We're gonna have to see where this goes.
Oh yeah, this is gonna go weird.
Puts out the late night comedy shows like Homeland, all these so-called
Wait, what?
Shows.
Sacha Baron Cohen put out Homeland?
No.
He's talking about Showtime. Yeah. Not Sacha Baron
or
himself.
Or just the media. That was caught up in when we
yeah,
paused.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I got it. Now I got it. Yeah.
You name it, are designed to target InfoWars in their own admissions.
Why?
And then...
Think about it.
They put it out like the things they're saying, bigoted, hateful, racist, are things we said.
Wow.
And then they have CNN come out today and call for InfoWars to be banned.
Bad sizzle. Bad sizzle.
Nah, that was good.
Wow. Make ready to land our troops beyond their energy field. And
okay.
We definitely landed our troops in Washington. And we are taking the Republic back, but the globalists are striking back
cool.
and fighting as hard as they can.
Are you taking the Republic back?
Well, I suspected this 6 months ago, but now we've confirmed it. Sacha Baron Cohen, we're
yep.
digging out the emails right now.
Oh, yeah.
Via Showtime, was targeting InfoWars and wanting in the building.
No shit.
And I just have a policy where I basically don't talk to mainstream media anymore. They're like, oh, we want to show both sides of the divide in America. We want to do a fair piece. And as soon as I...
They targeted him with the wrong character.
Yeah, for sure.
Because in that show, at least from what I've seen, there's the two characters I've seen. One is
yeah.
the guy from Israel
yeah.
who lures people with the Friends
yeah.
of Israel
yeah, yeah, yeah,
thing.
Yeah.
And then the disabled, not disabled veteran guy who was talking to Bernie. You know, but
yeah.
you go into Alex with, I think that means that they went with the veteran guy.
Probably.
If they went with the Israel guy, I think he probably would have been like, are you kidding me? Hello.
I'm not trying to be contrarian in any way. I'm just saying, you know what, with this show, I'm going to pass. I don't need it in my life.
They approached him with, here's my prediction. I don't know if this is the case. Like I said, I would predict that if they even did reach out to him and he's not just trying to have stolen valor of like, they wanted me on that
which
show.
Which I think is a
possibility.
Huge possibility.
It's in the conversation.
Huge possibility.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But if not, I think they went to him with that Patriot character.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thinking
yeah.
he would be sympathetic to
right.
it.
Right. Right.
And he was like, I don't give a shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because
yeah.
he's a heartless.
Of course.
I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
If they had approached him with something that stroked his vanity and ego, like the character who was like, you're getting a reward or getting an award for Friends of Israel stuff.
Yeah, I
think he would have gone along with that.
Oh, if it was Friends of Israel, that would have given him so much leap.
He would have been trepidatious about it, probably. He probably would have been a little skeptical, but he would have gotten over that pretty quick.
Yeah.
He would have done a little bit of digging, not been able to figure it out, and then be like, fuck it, let's do it.
I saw Sarah Palin putting out the text last night that they'd sent her, the deceptive text. I went, wait, I've read those exact emails, and I've heard my producer talk about them telling them that. And after about a month of them incessantly calling, I said, don't call her anymore.
I don't believe that.
Sure.
Sacha Baron Cohen.
SBC.
The king of fake news. Because what they do is they act like they're comedians, but then the media puts out the late night comedy shows like Homeland, all these so-called entertainment shows from the opposition.
Homeland is not a comedy.
Are designed to target InfoWars.
It is kind of hilarious.
And then they put it out like the things they're saying, bigoted, hateful, racist, are things we said.
Now we're back to the sizzle.
And then they have CNN come out today and call for InfoWars to be banned. CNN.
Boring pass.
No, we need to listen to a little bit more because I want him to get more into Sacha Baron Cohen's shit. But, like, here's the problem structurally with this clip as opposed to the other clips that we've seen so far. Literally, we're 2 minutes into this clip. He did 30 seconds of the sizzle reel.
Right.
Which is 30 seconds of the first minute of his thing.
Yeah.
You can't do, like, that is really bad structurally.
Yeah.
Like, as, from a production standpoint, you can't just be like,
we gotta stop giving advice to
this. This is
team.
So repetitive already that we want to turn it off, but I need to know more about his feelings about Sacha Baron Cohen.
Yeah.
Cause I love the idea that he thinks he's fake news.
How long is this clip?
The clip, oh, we're not listening to this whole thing.
No, I'm just asking how long is it?
It's 20 minutes.
Okay. Skip ahead to seven-ish minutes.
Seven-ish
minutes.
Right. Here we are coming in at 6:53.
And then meanwhile, Hillary Clinton calls for InfoWars to be banned. Homeland blames Alex Jones' character for fake news and then says things
that was
I never said.
Years
and then
ago.
They use this in CNN articles to go, look, ban InfoWars. Look, everybody hates him. No, you hate me. Fake news is television's favorite news storyline. The Atlantic. And then it talks about InfoWars.
That article from 2015.
Yeah, The Atlantic.
The
TV, you know, TV.
On a fiction show on Showtime. And then use that as a way to, quote, ban InfoWars. Because Homeland said it. And then weird
That's
Democrat voters watch this crap. Dozens of shows against me.
I and then Republican voters also
the
watch.
Street,
yeah.
But I'm really that person.
Homeland.
It's like a super terrorism show, right?
We've got all the Hillary clips calling for me to be banned, and she's still directing this.
What about Borat?
We've got to get fake news banned by the midterms, or the Republicans will stay.
What about Ali G?
We've got all the clips coming up. And then they're directly attacking InfoWars as the case point.
No, boring. Next show.
I'm sorry, you mispronounced Borat.
Next close.
And then saying, I need to be removed because I'm fake news, so I can't, and this is the key, defend myself while they demonize and attack me.
Nah.
Here it is, CNN lobbies Facebook to shut down InfoWars. The new story today.
Bail.
That bullshit.
Bail. Bail.
I want to know more about his feelings about Borat.
I know, right?
That's all I want. That's all I wanted out of that clip.
Yeah. And that was disappointing.
I bet he didn't say much in that 6 minutes we skipped either.
Nah.
He probably said some stuff about, like, you know what, I was the big fish they wanted.
Yeah.
And I slipped through the net, so they had to get Trent Lott.
Bail.
They had to get Trent Lott and Dana Rohrabacher to, and Walsh. All right.
Yeah. It's fascinating to me that these guys just don't understand what the difference is. Like if you get tricked, and it's nothing. How can you compare it to all of these Republicans going on the show and being like, fuck yeah, let's arm children. I don't give a shit. Like, their explicit joy is enough to indict them.
Well, one of the things that I took away from that commercial, and again, because I haven't watched the entire show, I can only judge based on that.
Yeah.
The context clues I gleaned from that very, very clearly were that these people were reading a teleprompter.
Yeah.
These conservative ding-dongs were reading a teleprompter.
I didn't know that.
It's very clear they're doing a cold read.
No shit.
Yes.
I haven't seen any of it. I'm bailing. I'm out.
The trailer of it is a script. You can tell. It's a script these people like Dana Rohrabacher, Walsh, just cold reading off of like, well, the, kindergarten's program allows children to be able to protect themselves.
Okay, like so they're doing like a commercial.
Yes, to camera.
Okay.
And it's clear that they're not saying their own words.
Right.
So that is where I take issue.
Yeah, that's
with
a little bit
of
a bummer.
Of being tricked.
Yeah.
No, no. It's worse than just getting tricked. Because if you were a right-thinking person and you didn't believe in the things you're saying and you're reading a teleprompter, you'd be like, I'm not going to read that. You'd be like, what is this?
I don't think that, well, that's first off.
You're crazy.
First off.
Whatever you're about to say is crazy.
Hold on. Here's what I'm about to say. These are stupid, vapid people who will read whatever is put in front of them.
Right.
So long as, like, if you put in front of them, like, I think we should give healthcare to people, they would be like, ah, but if you put anything less than that, they'd be fine with it.
Right.
They're fucking stupid. They're dumb. It's just, they're really dumb. They're really dumb. All right. Let's do one more.
I know. And I'm trying to find one, but the issue for me now comes down to the fact that these titles are not good. I can only see a few words of the title. And I gotta find a punchline.
All right. We gotta dismount on this. What do we got?
Woo! All right, ladies and gentlemen. Owen Troyer here for InfoWars.com.
Is Representative John Sarbanes.
I just found the MoveOn.org protest live in front of Capitol Building here in D.C. This has been...
Wait, he just found it?
So I should be honest, the sound mixing here is terrible.
Yeah.
Because Owen is much lower than the video that they're playing.
So he's in studio though.
Oh yes.
I based on the audio, I thought he was like there.
I thought.
And he just wandered and he was like, holy shit, I just found the protest.
Based on the audio, I thought he was in a ship in a bottle.
Yeah.
It sounds like shit. So. The video of it is of the protest of some sort or a rally where people are giving speeches.
Sure.
This is weird.
Here we go.
Oh, the title of this clip is Zombie Horde of Anti-Trump Protesters Roasted.
Great movie title.
Been a Democrat zombie protest bitch fest. It's hilarious that these people are out of control.
He's recording in like a kitchen with no sound dampening.
Okay, so he's not in an actual studio? Where the fuck is he?
There is no video of him. The video is of the protest.
Oh, so this is pure audio.
I think he's just doing this like maybe in his bathroom or something.
Okay, all right.
Just listen to
this. Mr. President, why will you not protect our democracy?
Good question.
Why will you not defend our democracy?
Good question.
Rig the primary for Hillary.
Bob Mueller hands down an indictment of 12 military intelligence officials from Russia saying that they invaded our elections, they meddled in our democracy.
Attempted
just
to.
A few days
get
them.
Attempted to?
Good save.
Wait, why does he think that's a defense? Wait, hold on. If I understand correctly, his defense of Russia is they tried.
Well, because that's what...
That is fantastic.
Well, because that's what...
He does not realize how dumb and, incontrovertible evidence that he's dumb, that is!
Well, because that's what's concretely provable, is that the attempts
they did it.
And then the parts that are only forensically provable in terms of, like, the intelligence that's available, and that it's been proven in a court, or that they were successful.
Mm.
So, him being like, oh, I'm gonna roast you by saying, oh, they attempted to.
Yeah. Sure.
You should just say no.
I know, right?
Why not?
Why are we always giving them better advice?
You're InfoWars. You're Owen Troyer. Why not just say...
Just lie!
Just say no.
Yeah.
Categorically, no.
Just lie. Just lie. It's not hard.
Honestly, this might be the best clip we've ever found because
I think so.
This sound is so terrible.
This is him just admitting all of the shit. Okay.
It's like him, like maybe after a whole, a big night. He's just in his bathroom watching this clip. I'm like,
yeah,
I'm just going to record some commentary for it.
Democracy. To say to Vladimir Putin, we will not let you interfere in our election, but what did he do instead? He capitulated to Vladimir Putin. Why won't you defend our democracy, Donald Trump?
That was 30 seconds. This video is called Zombie Hordes of Anti-Trump Protesters Roasted. I don't hear any roasting. The last thing he said is, yes, Russia tried.
So much roasting.
I don't hear any
roasting.
So
much roasting.
If you won't defend it, we will. We will defend our democracy. We will protect Bob Mueller.
Yes, we will.
It's our Justice Department.
That's right.
It belongs to the people of the United States. It doesn't belong to Donald Trump. We will protect Bob Mueller.
That was another 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Like, and it's not
He just let him go.
And it's not like there is not the precedent set. He's just going to butt in with stuff. He's going to butt in with stuff.
You know what's weird? That's a really right-wing thought that apparently left-wing guy is telling. Why would you fucking trust the FBI?
Sure.
Why in God's name would you be like, oh, the FBI is bleh. Like, this is our Department of Justice? Our Department of Justice has been garbage for 1,000 goddamn years. Or 250. It is amazing how weird it is for the left now to, rely on the FBI that tried to blackmail Martin Luther King Jr. as though it's some sort of bulwark against the rising tide of authoritarianism. The FBI is on the side of authoritarianism. Bananas!
I would say my defense to that, I think, is that I also do not trust the FBI. But I believe that, and I hope, this is the truth, although I have no reason to believe this. This is my romantic idealism coming out to some extent. I think that those chapters in our history, what you're talking about is 50 years ago, 60 years ago.
Okay, fine. Let's go into fucking 10 years ago during the Iraq War, whenever Bob Mueller himself is trying and advocating, it was 15 years ago, trying and advocating and convincing people that going to the war in Iraq is a good idea.
Right. Yeah, I don't have a leg to stand on.
Yeah.
Let's see what...
Let's see. Okay. Also, it's amazing to me that Owen Schroyer hasn't figured out Alex's trick of don't let the full clip play.
Or start it again.
Yeah. That is a terrible idea. All of those things are legitimately reasonable.
We're not going to listen to this whole thing, but I'm fucking putting a clock on when Owen's going to talk again.
Yeah.
It's already been a minute.
Yeah.
We will clean up this government. Yes, we will make our democracy resilient. Here's the truth. Our president isn't just letting our democracy be attacked from the outside. He's attacking it from the inside. He's allowing
the special interests of corruption.
So there he goes. Listen to these zombies. That was another 25 seconds.
Terrible.
A minute and a half until he just says, listen to these zombies.
Yeah.
This is a zombie horde in D.C. Live. We have a live George Soros zombie horde right here.
Alive at George Soros?
Instead of to our environment. Steve Mnuchin carrying water for Wall Street. Special interest agenda and Trump's at the top of the pile. He's invading and up and undermining our
He's just letting this play.
Inside ethical blindness of a kind we have never seen. Crossing
rains.
Every single boundary there is.
All right. Great. We are 2 minutes and 40 seconds into this. This is a man asleep at the wheel. This is a drunk pilot.
Yeah.
There is nothing going on here. Two minutes. And why are you putting this out on your own channel?
What?
It's like, so, I would love it. I would love it if Owen Schroyer put out something where there, first of all, was competent sound mixing. And he was, he was watching this thing and he was making the, point that like, hey, everyone's, mindlessly just going along with this, hey, believe the FBI is great, like you were espousing, and I,
yeah,
push back on a tiny bit, but I also realize you're probably right.
Yeah.
I would appreciate that as like, hey, you're a fucking right around 30 year old young buck. Like, why don't you show your bona fides?
Yeah.
Get in there. Give some substance. You know, instead of like, we're 2 minutes and 45 seconds into this. A minute and a half at least has been silence.
Yeah.
The rest of it has been nothing. Saying nothing.
Again.
At the end, when he comes in here, and I should be clear, this is 40 minutes long. We're not going to listen to this.
Oh no, this is our last minute.
No, and honestly, we're done with this roulette.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But like, that's crazy to me. That is an insane level of incompetence. I understand the idea of letting someone speak their piece before you come in and rebut.
Yeah, that's called broadcasting.
It's also just being courteous to, or intellectually honest.
Yeah.
But that's not what he's doing. He's not sitting there waiting for somebody to say something. He's still interrupting, like, earlier with dumb bullshit.
But.
He just doesn't have anything.
But insanely. Insanely. That's the thing that I wonder about is when people are listening to Owen Schroyer's show, which they are not.
No.
How many views?
On one station in the country.
How many views do they got?
Actually, this one's not too bad. 23,000.
Oh, that's not too bad.
Better than a lot of Alex's videos.
Oh, well.
Also,
what?
I should say, if I had all the data and I could see who turned it off after 40 seconds,
yeah.
I bet that would be a lot of them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, okay. You still get a hit for that.
So his situation here though is he's letting the full clip play.
No.
And, well, okay. He's letting enough of the clip play for people to hear a reasonable argument, and then he's just denying reality.
Yeah.
Like when he jumps
brains.
In, he's like, brains, and you're like, no, that guy's put together a very cogent thought. Like, yep. Even if you disagree with it, that's a cogent thought.
You can disagree with it on substance if
yeah.
you like. That's your business.
Yeah,
but...
yeah. So yep. he's just creating this alternate reality. Alex does that, but he doesn't let the whole clip play.
No.
He doesn't let people make the cogent argument. He cuts it off before you can recognize that it's cogent. Whereas Owen Schroyer is like, I'm going to let you complete your thought, and then I'm going to lie about it.
Alex abuses the source material.
Yeah.
Whereas Owen, I don't think he generally does this. I think this clip is actually an anomaly based
yeah.
on what I've seen from him. He's much more of a bully than this.
Yeah.
I think this is him just phoning this shit in hard.
Yeah. Okay.
This is him. Like, I don't, man, I'll tell you what, I know that I've made a cottage industry out of hating InfoWars.
Yeah.
It's kind of my thing.
Yeah.
I'm disappointed in them.
Yeah.
This video, like, we've listened to a lot of, like, bad videos, in the course of this roulette. But this one, to me, is like, you guys weren't even trying. Like, Owen can do better than this. He's more of a bully than this, and I don't
yeah.
know why he's pulling his punches. I don't know why he's sitting silent forever and just not talking over this.
Yeah.
I don't understand. I don't understand why Alex would allow this to go out on his channel.
Right.
I guess you get 20,000 cheap views or whatever, and
yeah.
I'm sure there's a Super Male Vitality ad at the end of it. But, like, I don't know, man. I'm disappointed. Also, I should tell you this. I just learned today that Alex does not have a trademark on Super Male Vitality. It
really?
Lapsed in 2015.
Really?
If anyone wants to trademark Super Male Vitality, they could sue Alex. Also, Super Female Vitality.
Holy shit.
I went through,
how do we do that?
I don't want, you'd have to pay some money probably for the trademark shit. I don't know. You maybe have to get a trademark lawyer. Probably also have to have a product. I don't know. I just thought it was funny. I was going through trademarks and I
yeah.
found like most of his trademarks have lapsed. He's just let a lot of
it he just assumes nobody would
yeah,
take it.
Yeah, I don't give a shit. Who
yeah.
gives a fuck? The ones he does care about though apparently are Survival Shield. Cares about that one. And ooh, there's one that I got to get the exact name of this. So I found this new trademark from Free Speech Systems. I don't know what this is going to be.
Okay.
I can't find it. but it was just filed a month and a half ago. Firepower Radio.
Okay.
He filed a trademark for Firepower Radio.
Weird.
I don't know what that's going to be, but I mean, it just, you look over it and it's just like, oh, broadcasting stuff. It's all the like boilerplate shit. But yeah. Like, what are you going to do, Alex? Yeah. What's Firepower Radio going to be? Also, that sort of thing is so crazy to me because then it introduces the idea of like, you're able to like preemptively trademark something that
yeah.
you aren't doing.
Yeah.
Why did you not at all take care of Fortified Supply?
Oh, well, okay. Yes, you, well, that's what a lot of
which
people
do. Which
is now
InfoWars Survival, which it's, is also not a
it's like,
business.
It's like the patent trolls who tried to do, who tried to take down podcasting.
Right,
it's
right.
like people registering domains that they think might be, like, I imagine you should be able, or not should be able to, I imagine if you were smart, you would trademark a lot of shit nearby.
Nope.
But if you nope. did not renew your trademark of Super Male Vitality.
I'm looking up.
Let me tell you something. Go to fillyourhand.com because shit's yeah. about to go wild.
I looked up all of the Free Speech Systems LLC, all of their trademarks that they own. They have InfoWars that's current, Prison Planet, prisonplanet.com. Prison Planet as a sort of a broadcasting entity, as a uh-huh. separate entity.
Uh-huh.
The Alex Jones Show. The Real Red Pill.
Right.
Icarin, one of his new supplements.
That flies life. Too close to the sun.
Yes, absolutely. It's such a tragic name.
Stupid name.
There's a number of these that are all current. And then there's ones that are like, you still sell this, man. Why did you let Super Male Vitality lapse?
I don't know. Because he probably just doesn't think anybody would pay attention, so he doesn't want to waste his money on it.
Probably. Now, here's the last thing I want to bring up before we close this show out. Alex also got a trademark for something called Honor Roll.
I don't know what that means at all.
I don't either.
It's his kid?
Honor Roll.
Kid made the Honor Roll?
These are the words that we are going to look out for in the future. Honor Roll and Firepower Radio.
Okay.
Those two things are...
We're going to keep our eyes on that.
They have filed trademarks for these things.
Okay.
They're not approved yet, and they aren't real things.
Okay.
But they're filed.
So what would happen if we did get the trademark for Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality?
I mean, it wouldn't matter.
Is there something we could do?
I don't think so. I think it would be like ex post facto kind of thing. Like,
yeah, that's probably
I
true.
I think they are grandfathered in as a existing product or whatever.
But if they
it would be an abuse of a trademark.
But
if
they
did
continue
that.
To use it, I don't know. I don't know.
I feel like, first of all, it's not the best use of our time. But if anyone out there wants to get a trademark on Super Male Vitality, it's open.
Yeah. It's not busy.
Mm-hmm. So, Jordan, we've come to the end of this, InfoWars roulette. I think it went better than we could have expected. I think when we started this, we thought it would be, we're going to listen to something boring for a bit.
No, this was fantastic.
We found a number of fun things. And I would say that the more fun thing is you and I being able to organically respond to things similarly.
Yeah.
In a way that our show doesn't offer.
No, this wasn't a planned episode. We were both surprised. Yeah, and it was fantastic. This was a delight.
I love this, and I think we'll do more of these intermittently in the future. But I think if we want to summate what we learned.
Yes.
I come away with only one thing.
First of all. Well, if you say first of all, that means you didn't come away with only one thing.
I think it's two things.
Okay.
One, did Rudy Giuliani do that bumper?
He did not.
He
did not.
It's going to plague me.
It is
a nightmare. That question is going to...
You're
going
to have to go back and listen to more Roger Stone episodes in order to make sure that...
I have to call Rudy.
Did he ever give his number out on
he's not Larry Nichols.
Okay.
Second thing I come away with is I don't know a lot of the Proud Boys. I had only known about based stick man.
Yes.
And so hearing about Rufio Pan Man.
Fantastic.
It makes me so excited about the idea that you just have a word and then a noun and man. Whatever you have hit somebody with is now you are just blank man.
No.
It makes me so excited. I love it so much.
You know what? I was fine with it when it was only Bass Stick Man and
Rufio
Pan Man. Once we got to New Jersey Weed Man, now that's three. That's a pattern.
What about
in the scientific method? One and two is still a coincidence, but once you got three, that's a fucking pattern, Dan.
What do you think about Francois Baguette Man? Like Francois is a French name. What the fuck am I doing? Raoul.
What do you think?
Pierre Baguette Man. That's what I should have said.
What do you think about, Short Legs Golf Club Man?
Should have been short pants.
Should have been short pants.
Golf.
Well, but his legs were too short.
Sure.
Even when he wears capris, they go far too long.
His legs were too short to kickbox with God.
All righty, Dan. If you want to, find us.
Yeah, we are at
knowledgefight.com.
I have not updated that website in a long time.
Dude, I haven't written anything for a while. I've been so fucking busy.
Yeah, I know.
And also, all of my thoughts either my thoughts are
too violent.
Yeah, exactly. Like I'm either not putting forth an argument that you can't read somewhere
else.
It
would just be blood.
Or I'm putting forth an argument that people would look at and go like, nah, thank you.
Yeah. And I have not, because a lot of my writing time has been built up in this long-term effort that I'm putting in. And there's no payoff for that right now. But I appreciate everyone so much who has stuck with us and who still enjoys the show.
Absolutely.
I hope you've enjoyed the InfoWars roulette. Hey, Jordan, I've brought you this roulette.
Well, if you want to find us on Twitter, at knowledge_fight. If you want to go to iTunes, go ahead, download, leave a review. Remind people that we still exist. We're bad at advertising.
The worst.
Anyways. I think we all know.
It's on you.
We all know. Everybody who has listened to this show knows that there's only one man. Only one man who could make this garbage. Go fuck yourself, David Knight.
I actually need to rebut you.
How?
I know that was one of the worst chapters.
The most boring.
Because I want to say this.
He's a demon.
We actually, for the first time ever, to go fuck yourselves.
Okay.
Go fuck yourself, David Knight.
For sure.
But then I will also say, go fuck yourself, Owen Schroyer, Ship in a Bottle Man.
Agree.
Andy in Kansas, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Get out of that bottle.
Hello, Alex. I'm a first-time caller. I'm a huge fan. I love your work.
I love you.